I'm Dan Klefstad. One of Illinois' newest members of Congress says she will vote to impeach President Donald Trump. Representative Lauren Underwood says Trump, quote, demonstrated a pattern of corrupt behavior.
Our country's founders created impeachment so that no president could place themselves above the law, a crucial constitutional check of power that ensures our country's security and values are protected against corruption and foreign influence in our elections.
Underwood long withheld judgment on impeachment and says she made her decision after listening to constituents. The Democrat was elected in what had been a Republican district and is already being targeted by a Trump-aligned super PAC. A Republican National Committee spokesman issued a statement criticizing Underwood for cowardice. In other news, hundreds of farmers, processors, and researchers gathered Tuesday at the Illinois State Fairgrounds to talk about hemp. Dana Cronin reports from the Hemp Summit in Springfield.
It's been over a year since former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner legalized growing hemp in the state. And 1 year later, growers, processors, and government officials have learned a lot. The purpose of the summit in Springfield was to spread that knowledge around. The event was sold out with almost 700 registrations. Jared Payton grows hemp in Wayne City, Illinois.
Yeah, I was assuming there'd be a couple hundred people here. You know, I never realized or even imagined it would be this big. So this is great.
He says hemp is stigmatized where he lives, so he was shocked at the turnout. Hemp is related to marijuana, but has less tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which gives marijuana its psychoactive effect. I'm Dana Cronin.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker says he fully supports allowing refugees to resettle in Illinois. And he's expected to sign a letter to the Trump administration to that effect in the coming days. Such a letter of consent is now required from state and local officials under an executive order that President Trump issued earlier this year. Under that order, state and local officials have until December 25th to issue written statements of consent. According to a tally kept by humanitarian organization World Relief, 24 other governors and more than 60 municipalities already submitted consent letters. The list of Illinois communities includes DuPage County. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. U.S. Representative John Shimkus says he's embarrassed by this week's impeachment vote on Capitol Hill, but he won't be in Washington to make his displeasure known. Shimkus instead will be traveling to Tanzania to visit his son, who's serving in the Peace Corps. But the Collinsville Republican says Democrats are politicizing what should be a constitutional question.
The Democrats haven't even given President Trump an opportunity to defend his executive privilege through the courts. And they're demanding that he just give up his constitutional powers under Article 2.
Shimkus, who voted in favor of three out of the four articles of impeachment against former President Bill Clinton, says this process is, quote, bogus and an explicit partisan exercise. A Southern Illinois doctor accused of killing his estranged wife and burning her body has now been convicted of first-degree murder. Brian Burns is already serving a 20-year prison sentence for trying to arrange the kidnapping of a Saline County prosecutor. Authorities say Burns killed his wife, Carla Burns, in 2016 because he was going to take a financial hit if she filed a separate tax return during divorce proceedings. Burns claims his wife shot herself. Carbondale's mayor highlighted business accomplishments and more during his annual State of the City address. Mike Henry says during 2019, six new restaurants opened, as well as two healthcare facilities, a Planet Fitness, and a Home Goods that will open in 2020. I'm Jennifer Fuller.